Ambassador Naim, who spoke to reporters in Khartoum earlier this week on behalf of the fired group officials, said the dismissal of 32 Sudanese ambassadors and diplomats were illegal and violates their human and professional rights. Al-Naim says since the beginning of the 2020, the committee appointed by the transitional government has suspended more than 5,000 employees in the foreign ministry alone, which he says represents half of the Sudanese diplomats and 30% of its administrative workforce. Al-Naim says the suspensions violate Sudanese laws.
Even the accountability process should be according to the accountability for the 2007, and the punishment should be taken in accordance with the law. The punishment could begin from a notification, reprimand, and warning, and it cannot reach the suspension level unless it in the court of law.
In August 2020, the committee tasked with dismantling the previous administration and recovering funds and assets stolen by officials in former President Bashir's government suspended 151 judges. The judges fought back, saying the decision violated the independence of the country's judiciary. Al-Naim calls the latest firings a massacre. He says the move will negatively affect the country's foreign relations, noting the country invested millions of dollars in training the ambassadors and diplomats, whom he says could help the transitional government strengthen its relations with other nations.
We have learned during our work at the foreign ministry that our main duty is to defend the Sudanese national interest, high integrity, Sudanese identity and sovereignty. I swear by God that we have never borne down our heads to whoever they are. We were showing the world that Sudanese are people of magnanimity and hospitality, and we don't surrender to whoever.
Al-Naim says if the transitional government continues to dismiss well-qualified employees in governmental institutions, it will hamper the delivery of services to the citizens. He says the government should avoid establishing another totalitarian regime.
If we are establishing a transitional period, it shouldn't be owned by a specific group of people nor a particular political party, but it should be owned by the Sudanese people. The transitional period can never succeed unless accepted and supported by the Sudanese people.
Al-Naim says the men and women who were fired have the experience and knowledge that would help build Sudan's national interest, especially information regarding the national security.
We can never establish a democracy through a totalitarian procedure, no matter our huge revolutionary slogans. Whoever wants to achieve democracy should be courageous to accept others and work with them. Suspending such a huge number of employees from the Foreign Affairs Ministry has a direct threat to the Sudanese national security.
The panel that fired the diplomats and ambassadors was created in October 2019. It was tasked with investigating the assets and funds accumulated by members of the previous regime and to review employment documents at Sudanese institutions. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.